When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, Dodgers Nation? Doug McCain here with the great Dino Evil, the Dodgers' third base coach. Dino, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. Love talking ball.
And Dino, first thing we got to get into, saw you working with Mookie Betts. Just before we get into just the progress that he's made, just talk about just how rare that is for a player like that, a superstar, first ballot Hall of Famer, to the age of 31, hasn't played in such a long time at that position, just take on that challenge this season. Just how big of a deal is that?
It's huge because, like you said, I've been here a long time, in the game a long time. I've never seen an elite player do what he's doing. Right field, second base, right field, second, short, second, right field, now playing shortstop. So what he's doing, what he's going through, the process is unbelievable. He's obsessed. This guy, he wants to do it. He's learning every day. With Mickey Rojas beside him, giving him all the tips, and then me behind him monitoring, just little tips here and there, running through the ball, get your legs in, you've got enough arm. The progress that he's made from day one until today, it's unbelievable, and it's showing on the field.
And as far as work ethic goes, everyone knows how hard Mookie Betts works, but just what have you learned from him during this whole process?
Just being obsessed and getting it right. I mean, this guy, never late. He's out here every single day since day one, getting his work in, and just he wants to help the team win, and that just so it means so much to this organization, the players that see him doing this. This is what he's doing is incredible. Like you said earlier, that nobody would ever touch this. Nobody. And here's a guy, you know, we talk all the time, the mental side of it, the physical side of it. He's taking his lumps in front of the big lights every night. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to make good plays. But what we're doing is turn a page, learn from it, and get better for the next play.
It just feels like he's the ultimate team player, doing whatever it takes to help this team win games. But we know he played some last year at the big league level, was back in short. Now it's in a full-time role. You're seeing more there. What's the biggest change you've seen so far this season from early on spring training when he took over at short till now?
Well, last year it was more, like you said, playing second, game here and there at short. But now it's a routine. It's his job. So now he's learning the day-to-day grind. He's, you know, we're getting light fungos, we're getting coach off the coach fungos, turning double plays. So I think the biggest adjustment that he's making instead of...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
twice a week here and there, and then he's back on the right field. Now he knows he's concentrating every single day at one position, turning double plays, making a routine play. And I really believe this life fungal every day off the bat is really just game reps and preparing him for the game tonight.
And as far as the pregame routine, how much more time do you think he's spending now as far as when he was in the outfield or even at second base?
Well, in the outfield, he took his fly balls, ground balls through the bases almost every day too. And then before he went to the outfield, he would always do ground balls to keep his hands and feet moving on the infield. So this routine that he has, he's been doing it for years, but now the outfield is out of play and now it's all concentrating on the infield.
And as far as the progression goes, is there anything that's more of a point of focus now as far as getting into it?
I think it's just reps. I think more and more reps that he sees in the game. Speed of the runner, speed of the ball, situation of the game, scoreboard dictates when to, you got to get rid of it quicker, when you have time, shuffle, throw the ball across the diamond. But I just think the reps is so important for him, and that's why every day the grind is getting him off life fungal.
And it's such a demanding position. What do you think is the most challenging part for Mookie in taking over this role?
Well, I think, we were worried about the physical side of it. The grind that he does every single day, is it going to affect him in the batter's box?
It clearly has not.
And it hasn't. So this guy is prepared for this role. This guy, he's in phenomenal shape. I mean, great athlete. And now he's being challenged, and that's what I like about Mookie. He's being challenged, and now he's trying to rise to the top.
Yeah, it's such an incredible storyline. Most years, an MVP transition to shortstop, still putting up MVP numbers. Like you said, that offense hasn't slipped at all. That would be the top storyline. But for this team, of course, it's Shohei Ohtani, a player that you're very familiar with. One thing I want to ask you is, what do you think is the biggest change as far as his base running from when he was at Anaheim? Because you were with him when he was at Anaheim. We see he's on pace for 41 stolen bases. His previous career high was 26. What kind of evolution have you seen for him as a base runner?
Yeah, he's improved tremendously. And I think this year, I think we all know he's not going to pitch. So he's really doing a good job of just concentrating in batter's box, doing a base running. And that's the difference I see when he came into us with the Angels, pitcher/hitter. And he had a routine that we were all getting accustomed to. And now, 6 years down the road, he's performing here at the highest level, got off to the greatest start in his career. And I think now he's starting to throw. He's going to start getting back into the pitching routine later on during the season. But I think now he's just concentrating on two things: barrel the ball and be a good base runner and steal bases.
And was that a concerted effort as far as during spring training, knowing he wasn't going to pitch, to say, let's be a little more aggressive and eager on the base paths?
I don't think so. I think he just came in, open-minded that, one, he's going to learn what we do here and he loves what we're doing. And two, he just wants to be the best player when he steps on the field. So if he can help a team in the batter's box, if he can help a team scoring a run like yesterday, stole the base, they threw the ball away, scores a run. That's what Shohei Ohtani's about, and that's where he wants to improve every day as a base runner.
And have you seen those instincts improve? He was already a great player, but have those instincts improved? And does he always kind of have...
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
the green light to go, even with Freddie Freeman there batting behind him?
Absolutely. This guy's he's well prepared. He watched a ton of video. He knows the pitchers. He knows the catchers. The situation of the game. Very, very smart player. And when he takes off, there's a purpose, and he's trying to help the team score a run. So, yes, he does this. What he's doing is for a purpose.
And you, Dino, as one of the best third base coaches in the game, you have to love this, because not just Shohei, Mookie's on pace for 29 stolen bases. You're seeing the Dodgers 11th in the league in stolen bases. How much higher do you think that takes this team as far as their ceiling on offense?
Yeah, I think it comes from Dave. Dave turns them loose. And for me as a base coach at third base, it's great because we're aggressive. We're going first to third. Anytime we can put pressure on the defense, that's what the Dodgers are about. There's times where, you don't want to run. You let the big boy swing the bat. But if the other team knows that, hey, this guy's got a chance to steal a bag, it just puts everybody on their toes. And now it's starting to pay off with Mookie. And, don't forget about Freddie, too. He might
see. Team leader last year, right? 23.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, and Chris Taylor, he's got off to a slow start, but if he gets it going, and we got guys who can steal a base when we need to, and that's what puts pressure on the other team.
Yeah, and last question. You mentioned Chris Taylor. Of course, you said get off to a slow start. We know the kind of player he is, right?
Yes.
We know that inside this is someone that's helped this organization. We saw it in the postseason, how great he's been. How much do you just kind of look at the back of the baseball card and the track record and just know he's going to make it out of this and he's going to be just fine?
I think he's going to be good. Because he comes out here, he does the grind every day, he hasn't changed his routine. It's just one of those things that he's in. He's mentally tough. He's just going to have to catch a break here and there. And what he does, he comes out and works. So we need Chris. He's a big moment player. He can step in the box, change a game. And I know that the Chris Taylor that we have here, I think the fans know it. He'll rise to the occasion when the lights come on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. And so fun to watch you go out there and do your thing, Mr. Dino Ebel.
Yeah, thanks,
man. Appreciate it.